Talk 9:49, nearly 10 minutes from 10 o'clock, our views and news. It's a little 10 o'clock with me, Clarence. Now are we going to chat about over 500,000 measles vaccinations administered. The context, of course, these vaccination drives have been underway in all the districts of the province, and that to contain the spread of measles, with 11 laboratory confirmed measles cases in the Western Cape. The province has, of course, encouraged parents, guardians and caregivers to take their kids to get vaccinated. So a total of 545,121 measles vaccines have been administered provincially as part of the measles vaccination campaign that runs until March the 31st. Sonia Buerta is the Western Cape Measles Booster Vaccination Campaign Coordinator. Welcome, Sonia.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
And lekker to have you here. Sonia, I would imagine, or we would imagine, that it's normally a kind of well-oiled machine, vaccinations in this particular province. And was it COVID that set it back a little bit? How did we get to this particular space where we are perceiving a catch-up nearly on that front?
Firstly, this is not our ordinary mass measles or vaccination campaign that we usually run every 5 years. This is in response to outbreaks that started in June last year. Firstly, Gauteng, Northwest, and Limpopo. We only declared a measles outbreak in February, according to the definition of the World Health Organization, although we have had cases since last year, but it's random cases.
I think maybe... Maybe my question wasn't very clear. I'm asking about a vaccination regime. Is there one in place? Is there one that goes out every year, of course, inoculating kids at school? Because that was my experience when I was in primary school.
Yes, and specifically for measles, we do vaccinate children at the age of 6 months. They get their first primary vaccine, and then their second vaccine they receive at 12 months, or they're supposed to. During the pandemic, there was a slight dip, but we do see that children 5 to 9 years of age are currently the most affected, which questions the fact whether it was due to the COVID pandemic or is it imported cases from other provinces.
Okay, right. So you're saying it may not have been contracted here. But if you have contracted measles, that means you've probably not been vaccinated, right?
Because we currently do not have herd immunity, which is 95% ideally. If you have been vaccinated, you can still contract measles, but you shouldn't get it as a severe case or with severe complications. Unfortunately, it's one of the things with a with herd immunity not being in place.
Got you. So are we familiar with herd immunity over the past couple of 3 years? We were forced to familiarize ourselves with those terms. 545,121 such vaccines administered. How effective have you been in this particular campaign?
The latest updates that I received early morning from our data information management team is that for the province, we are currently at 596,436. So for the province, we have a 35% cover. Different regions are doing better. There is a challenge in Metro specifically because of the area being so vast, and about close to 70%, 65-70% of the population being in the CBD area. If you look at, for instance, in central Karoo, which is a vast area, but their population isn't so big, they are currently running at 64% cover during the campaign of the measles boosters.
So central Karoo, at, I've got it at 54. You say it's at 64%.
Yes, Cape Metro, cover.
Yeah, Cape Metro at 25% coverage. You say it's a vast area, but also a well-serviced area. There are clinics, there are health facilities all over the metro. Is the word not getting out? Is the message not getting out?
I think that's one of the challenges. I've personally had a couple of queries from schools or community members wanting to know when their school are going to be serviced. It seems that people are waiting for the teams to go to school.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the districts do not have the capacity to reach all schools. Their strategy is basically on where they have resources and what the risk areas are. So you might find that in your more affluent areas, your quintile 5 might not get the same cover as your high-risk areas with your quintile 1 to 3 schools.
Sure. My question relates to your nearly 600,000 vaccines administered. Do you have a sense of how many need to be administered?
Our cover is based on the census population, not so much on the actual number of children, but on the census population, we are hoping to reach about 1.7 million children. And that is 100%. But if we can achieve 95%, which is herd immunity, that would be fantastic.
Okay, so 95%, yeah. So you're on about 30% of what you need to achieve then. How does this province's performance stack up against other provinces?
Limpopo currently has the highest number of lab-confirmed measles cases, and I know since last year they have been battling to get to 50% cover. There's a lot of things that speaks to. Obviously, we didn't have the ideal time to plan these campaigns. It is sort of a knee-jerk in response to the outbreak. So, yes, we can just, where we do have capacity, we can reach as many children as possible. But if I may use this opportunity, I would please urge parents and carers to take the children to either one of our public-private partners where they might need to pay a small fee to cover the overheads. We supply the private sector with the vaccines. They can also visit any of the government or local authority clinics. And they, district can reach out to the school, they may find out from the school whether there's a plan for the school health nurses to visit a specific school.
I'm chatting to Sonia Buerta, Western Cape Measles Booster Vaccination Campaign Coordinator. Sonia, 11 confirmed, laboratory confirmed cases, measles cases in the Western Cape. Are any of these new? Are we seeing new such cases? How serious is this threat? You talk about a knee-jerk reaction. You're saying conforming to World Health Organization kind of stipulation and protocols in respect of outbreaks. How serious is this outbreak for the Western Cape?
In the World Health definition is that where there are two or more cases in a specific area in a specific month, we do declare an outbreak, of which we align to that definition in February, when in the southern western substructure in the metro, we've had 4 lab confirmed cases.
In Feb. We have to wrap up. Are you still recording new cases?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
But that hasn't been linked to each other.
Okay. But okay, I see what you see. I see what you're saying, and we appreciate you sharing with us today. It is significant. Then take it seriously. Get your kids. Get that vaccination as soon as possible.